66% of Republican voters oppose cutting Medicare and Social Security benefits. By Sean Moran on June 28, 2023. An NBC News poll released Tuesday found that cutting Medicare and Social Security is the most unpopular proposal among Republican voters. The NBC News survey found that a proposal to address America's deficit problem by cutting Social Security and Medicare for those not already enrolled would make 77% of respondents less likely to vote for that candidate, and only 12% said that the proposal would make it more likely for them to vote for that candidate. 66% of Republican primary voters would be less likely to vote for a GOP candidate if he or she backed proposals to cut Medicare and Social Security benefits. Only 19% of GOP voters would back a candidate that would cut these programs. Former Vice President Mike Pence has often discussed the need to address America's deficit problem. The biggest drivers of runaway spending are our New Deal and Great Society programs upon which Americans depend every day. Social Security and Medicare, Pence said in his presidential announcement speech. Former President Donald Trump has frequently warned Republicans to not vote for any cuts to the entitlement programs when Republicans were negotiating with President Joe Biden over a debt ceiling deal. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, while running for Congress in 2012, discussed the need to restructure Medicare and Social Security to make the programs financially sustainable. Trump has attacked DeSantis frequently for this position, but DeSantis has said he would not touch entitlement programs if elected. In March, DeSantis said, "I have more seniors, in Florida, than just about anyone as a percentage. You know, we're not going to mess with Social Security as Republicans." The poll's results come as President Biden has moved to slash benefits for Medicare Advantage. Biden has frequently claimed that Republicans want to cut the entitlement programs. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, said they would cut Medicare Advantage by 1.12% in 2024, which is not as significant a cut as the administration proposed 2 months ago. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.